Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, TJ Tipton and Brad Dick.
Well, TJ Tipton with you on Right Talk. Hello, Bradley.
Hello, DJ.
Man, we're changing one, changing the world. Changing the world, baby. One life at a time.
Right. Somebody's got to.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's not us, who, right?
Exactly.
Well, you've had a busy, busy day, huh?
I have. It's been a crazy day. You know, I've been following since 8 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And here I am.
Well, yeah, you know, I walked into the studio today, internet down, computer down, all of the audio that we've been working on, you know, it was down. So I thought I was going to have to, and you know, we're about an hour and a half before Smith. I thought I was going to have to swing by and pick you up and go to Fort Smith and get a new computer, but Lord blessed us. We're cool. Hopefully everything's going to be on task tonight. Got a great show lined up.
Mm-hmm.
I titled this show, Did Nancy Really Say That?
No.
certainly she didn't, you know. But hey, we welcome to Right Talk. Call the show at 563-999-3597. That's 563-999-3597. Hey, Bradley, tomorrow night, let's have open talk. You want to?
We'll think that sounds wonderful.
That we'll do an open talk and people will call in, talk about whatever they want to. And we, you know, like always, we reserve the right to hang up on you.
Did you just hang up on me?
You mess with me and I will. But no, I tell you, it's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed this week. Has been a blast. And just think of all the great weeks that are ahead of us. You know, I'll be doing this from, you know, I travel a lot. I do a lot of conferences, do a lot of different places. A couple of weeks, I'll be in a motel. We're going to be doing this show from wherever we're at, so it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're on Facebook.com, we want you to shoot over to blogtalkradio.com and /Right Talk. blogtalkradio.com/Right Talk. That's where you can call into the show. Okay, or listen to the show if you don't want to watch it on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/Right Talk. Number to call is 563-999-3597. Somebody told me last night you talk too fast, so I need to slow down. Let me try this and see. Way down. 5, 6, 3, 9, 9, 9. Do I sound like a Southern hick sometimes?
Always.
Okay. 3, 5, 9. We're going to have so much fun. 3, 5, 9, 7. Mm-hmm. That's the number to call.
Right.
So, you know, I was just cruising through the internet like I often do, getting ready for today's show, right? And I came across this most interesting news article that a lot of people aren't talking about. And did you know that Biden just, I'm talking about just a few days, a few weeks ago, Biden halted Trump's crisis response plan.
Really?
Now, just months, I said weeks, but it's been months, just months before the weekend crisis that left thousands of Americans, right, behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, your president, Joe Biden, State Department, halted a Trump administration program to evacuate Americans from crisis zones. Okay? Now, that's according to the National Pulse editor-in-chief, Raheem Kassam. All right? And he said, "This I'm quoting him, we are reporting this afternoon that Joe Biden's State Department actively squashed a program that was started under President Donald J. Trump that was meant to enable the U.S. government to extract people swiftly." Now, the key word here is what? Swiftly and safely from crisis zones from around the world, including places like Afghanistan. Now, this was told to The Balance, Eric Bowling on The Balance today, okay? And the program is called Contingency and Crisis Response Bureau, and it was put into place by Trump last October, just last October. You know, this administration has come in, all right, so they've opened up the borders, right? They have they're bringing home troops from Afghanistan, and we're going to hear a lot about this, you know, because I think that it's very important that we understand. So now we have ordinary citizens, that includes diplomats, U.S. government in many different shapes and forms. The Biden administration began to squash this plan in February. And they've published documentation to prove this afternoon, okay? So, you know, what I'm saying is the time that we need it is now. But now it's not in place. Now, that's why we have people, that's why you see people, especially, I don't know if you saw the pictures of the people falling out of the plane, right?
Yes.
I mean, just sick stuff that you know, could have been prevented. We could have had this system in place for us to be able to rescue, especially American citizens. I mean, American citizens should have been the number one objective of getting them out of Afghanistan. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, we're sitting here and we're going, I just wonder, I haven't heard any estimates, somebody might have, but I haven't heard any, you know, estimates of how many Americans are in Afghanistan, okay? Now, somebody said that there's 11,000 that are self-identified Americans in Afghanistan. Now, how many are there now? I don't know, but this is what this article was saying, that there's 11,000 self-identified Americans in Afghanistan. Now, that was before the Taliban took control of the failed Afghanistan government this weekend. So, you know, this is really changing. And we knew, you know, there's all kind of secrets that are out there that people, you know, are not talking about. We're not going to hear about that on CNN. And we're not going to hear about it MSNBC, right?
No.
In this article, it was talking about also Obama, okay, administration, that they set up the first program called OpMed, all right? And it was what Trump tried to do in October, to give more focus on extracting Americans in these zones when if they need to be extracted or come out, right?
Correct.
So, you know, thank you, Brother Joe, for helping us with this extracting.
Exactly.
Come on.
It stops with him.
But that's true. You know, the butt. That's it. The buck stops here, baby. That's
He's
what he said.
He's got it all under control.
He's got it figured out. He's a lot smarter man than I am, apparently. Right?
Well,
because he's
that
got
goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, if he's got this figured out, the buck stops here. You know,
yeah.
he must be smarter than you and me both combined.
Yeah. Scary place to be, right?
Yeah,
there.
I highly doubt it, but anyway, because I'm smarter than the average bear, right?
Yes, the average bear.
You know, the average bear. You know, so what's going on with you today?
Well, you were talking about that. You know, the International Monetary Fund. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it releases, or was set to release, $450 million in funds scheduled to be released to Afghanistan next week.
Okay, so there's funds, right, that are set up that's going to Afghanistan.
Right.
When?
Exactly.
Next week.
It's set up next week on
okay.
Monday.
All right.
It'll be put into this bank account. Now, uh-huh. Here's this bank, Afghanistan Bank. The owner, the bank main, the guy that owns this bank has fled the country.
Oh, my.
And they're worried that the Taliban could get a hold of this if it doesn't get stopped.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How much money?
$450 million.
And I bet you the Taliban don't tithe.
No, I bet they don't.
$450 million. So let me see this. Let me try to get this right. Okay. So they have, and we're going to talk about this. They have weapons that have been left behind, tanks. They have ammunition, rockets, just all kinds of American U.S. right.
Right.
Stuff that they can use, right? They are going through the city and they are taking anything that looks like a woman off billboards and closing beauty shops and now, besides all of the military that we have that Biden has just handed over to him, okay, and the liberals now. We're sending them $450 million.
Originally set up for that. And if they don't get it stopped, it will be in the hands of the Taliban on Monday.
Why can't they press a button?
Supposedly they have, but the guy that could confirm that all of that is taken care of has fled the country.
Somebody get on the phone and call this guy. Look him up on Facebook or something. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. I know who this guy is.
Hello. Here, I have his number. Hello. Yeah. Would you please press that button that would stop the $450 million from going over to Afghanistan? We'd appreciate it very much. Jimin, Christmas. What's going on? What's going on?
It's a messed up ordeal, isn't
it? Okay. If you think that's bad, right? Listen to this. I don't know if you can handle this or not. Okay, so the mastermind who seized Kabul, right? The mastermind,
right.
The Taliban mastermind that has taken Kabul. Okay, pretty sharp cookie, really. You know. Right?
Right?
Obama freed him. Yeah. Oh, whatever happened to Galatians 6:7? You know, you're going to reap what you sow, baby. A Taliban commander who was released from Guantanamo Bay by former President Barack Hussein Obama masterminded the takeover of Kabul. Okay. Now, I'm not going to say Karakwa, I believe is his last name. Karula, you know, he might send somebody out to get me because I can't even pronounce the guy's name right. Okay. But Karakwa, arrested after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, right, was being held in Guantanamo Bay from 2002 to 2014 for 12 years. And that was after the Pentagon officials accused him of being a close associate of Osama bin Laden and was deemed too dangerous to be released. Now, this is what the New York Post reported Monday night. And this Karakwa character was released in exchange for an American deserter. An American deserter. He wasn't even worth the toilet paper to put his name on, right? An American deserter. And he was released in an exchange for an American deserter just so that he could later court-martial him. And at the time, the 2014 release, Obama assured the public, I can hear him now, just like he lied to everybody else. Oh, man, I'm not Muslim. I'm not Muslim. Yeah, I pray seven times a day to, I'm not Muslim. And four other enemy combatants. So they traded one dude, right, who was an American deserter for five enemy combatants and transferred to Qatar and kept them causing any trouble in Afghanistan. No. We're going to send them over to Qatar, and then we won't have any more problems with Mr. Karakwa until 2021, when this commander formed this mastermind takeover of Kabul. Bradley, what is going on?
It's like we are setting up our own defeat.
Wow. What do you think about that? Give us a call, 563. 999. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me say it slower. 999. 3597. 3-5. Let me take a sip of my coffee because this is going to get hairy tonight. And I want to be, it's like I have no caffeine in my system. It's not like I've been drinking coffee all day, messing with this computer and trying to get everything ready, right?
Exactly. We definitely want to hear your thoughts on these things tonight. I mean, my goodness, what's next?
I tell you, while we're thinking about this, they're telling us we got to go to break, okay? So we'll catch you on the other side.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
Hey, friend, a few months ago, I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, Hi, TJ, I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG, you are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times. Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com. Well, we're back on Right Talk. We're back on Right Talk. It's always important to unmute your microphone, Bradley.
I see that.
You know, in the past, I had people that did that for me. But now I have to sit here and, you know, do it for myself. Wow, things are really heating up. Things are really going crazy, going south, speaking of south, you know. But we know that the border is in bad shape. And a lot can be attributed to that. Basically, most of all, our president. Okay. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 563-999-3597. Now, you can check us out also on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/righttalk. Or you can catch us on Facebook Live, facebook.com/group/righttalk with one T. righttalk. You can call us at 563-999-3597. I think one of the reasons why that we have so many people that are listening and don't call in is because that they might think that what they say could be incorrect, or what they say might be something that we would make fun of. Now, I'm not like that at all.
I'm trying to keep a straight face. I can't do it.
So,
no,
you know,
we want you to call.
Yeah, we want to call because, you know, we want a good laugh for the night. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I just think it's important for people to be able to see. Here's the deal. In all of what's going on, okay, people have no choice. We have no choice on the vaccination, if we've been inoculated or not, right? We have no choice on wearing masks. The government's trying to make us. We have no choice on things that we can or can. We don't even have a choice to wear a seatbelt or not, right?
Right.
So, you know, what we're trying to do is give people choice and a voice. Hey, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Choice and a voice, right? And you, people will never know what you're thinking about. You know, there's people out there that they would love to let people know what they think. And all they have to do is call what, Brad?
563-999-3597.
3-5-9. Next time, say that a little bit slower. Okay. So, 3-5. Okay. So, but, you know, speaking of masks, Bradley, you were sharing something with me that I thought was, I saw that too. I almost brought it on the show. So I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It's getting crazy out there. I mean, you look at the school districts and stuff around that are mandating masks after governors in their state have put in orders that they could not mandate masks. In Texas, on the NBC News, it says parents in one Texas district ripped off a teacher's face mask and demanded another educator remove hers, according to the school system superintendent, all because they said they couldn't understand what the teacher was saying.
Wow.
We have, yeah, another school district decided against the governor's order not to mandate to step aside that and make the mandate of masks part of the dress code.
Well, now that right there in itself is now how can you say that? That's trickery, isn't it? And that's just kind of trickery, right? Because the governor says, who has COVID himself right now and doing very well, he said he has no symptoms, that he is, he said that we're not going to mandate masks in school, right, in Texas. And so the school says, well, you know, the administration says, yeah, but you know what? We can tell these kids what we want to tell them, and they'll do what we tell them to do. So let's just make it a part of our dress code. Apparently, it's a private school.
Right.
So, you know, where does this stop at, Brad?
I don't know. In Florida, now Florida has 10,000 students on quarantine.
How many?
10,000. Mississippi has 20,000 students on quarantine just after the first week of school.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Florida, where they've also, the governor said, no masks are allowed in the school. They don't have to be enforced, not allowed to enforce them. They went ahead and voted in one of the largest school districts to mandate the mask, and the superintendent said, I'll go head-to-head with the governor.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to get at. Okay, this is what I'm trying to get at. We are not against masks.
Right.
We're not against the vaccine. Should you get a vaccine? I think that's a personal choice. I think that you need to go talk to your doctor, find out what your doctor thinks, because that shot, in spite of what anybody says, is not for everybody. Okay? That vaccination is not for everybody. And so I'm thinking that these people – It's not so much that you wear a mask. It's not so we're not against you. We don't hate you because that you wear a mask, right? People all over the world has to make that decision. Everybody, right, has to make that decision on whether you are going to wear the mask or not wear the mask. You make it, right? I don't make it for you. Government shouldn't make it for you. Your employer shouldn't make that for you. That is a personal choice. And we're not mad. We're not going to hate you because you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask. Okay? I think that it's important that, you know, I have a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ that we have different ideas, right, about the inoculation. We have different ideas about being inoculated or the vaccine. We have different ideas about the mask, right? We have different ideas on should we go to church or should we not go to church, or but we'll sure line up in line at Walmart, right?
Exactly.
I would like to. I wish somebody would come up with a number. They're not going to. How many people have caught the virus by being in Walmart? Because if I was a betting man, I would probably say that the people who are infected the most are infected at Walmart.
Yeah.
it just goes to reason, right? Okay.
Right.
Nothing against Walmart, nothing against, right? But here's the deal, okay? I'm not going to hate you because you don't wear a mask. I'm not going to hate you because you do wear a mask. I'm not going to hate you because that you get vaccinated. I'm not going to hate you because you didn't get vaccinated. That's just nonsense, right? And that's where we need to come from. Brad, if you came on the show wearing a mask, okay, you wouldn't need to, but if you did, that would not make me despise you, right?
Right.
Look how ignorant that is, right? It shouldn't be that way. If I wear a mask all the time, who cares? Right? If I don't wear a mask, who cares if I get a shot? Who cares if I don't get a shot? Who cares? We do have a problem. I understand that. COVID-19, okay? You read New Zealand, the story of New Zealand yesterday, right? How many people had COVID-19 in New Zealand yesterday?
It was just under 3,000 that had gotten New Zealand or gotten positive tests during the whole pandemic. Only one person has tested positive since February.
One person. Now there's 21 cases.
Yeah.
So, you know, the authorities said the virus may not have been in the community for long, and they've linked its origin to a recent Sydney returnee. Now, we know that Australia is ate up with the COVID just like the U.S. is, okay? And so there's been 11 new cases in the last 24 hours, they said. So, I mean, we know that this variant, it's spreading. That, right. That's not the point. The point is, you know, what do you think? Should we wear a mask? Should we not wear a mask? Should we take the vaccination or should we not take the vaccination? 563-999-3597. 563-999-3597. I'm sure we're going to revisit this many times. But I just got some bad news for you, Brad.
Uh-oh.
I hope you have your tissue ready because I know you're going to cry and you're going to be upset about this. So just get ready. But did you know Joe Biden's political honeymoon is over with?
I don't know if I'm handled it.
It's over with. CNN, which we know is a trusted news source.
Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. Facebook might take me off because that fact checker is watching this. So little Johnny comes home, right? And little Johnny is told mama a little lie. Well, it's a big lie. And, boy, she grabbed Johnny and she shook him real good. And she said, son, you keep on lying like that and you'll become a Facebook fact checker. But the shine, Mr. Zuckerberg, the shine is worn off of Joe Biden. I know that's hard to believe. Now, his average approval rating is now below 50%. Below 50%, okay? And the running average is maintained by 49.3%, and Real Clear Politics says at 49.6%, okay? I'm going to tip my hat to Politico's playbook because they first noted this, okay? While polling averages are less than a perfect measure, they take in lots. So they're saying that Oak Joe is the honeymoon's over with. Who would have thought? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I've already prophesied. I've already foretold. I really do believe that the Democrats are going to lose the House and they are going to lose the Senate in the next election, okay? I guess it's all. I know they'll lose the House. I haven't looked at how many senators are going to be running during this election period coming up in November, right? But you know, the fiasco that took place with President Trump, I'm sure is going to have some bearing on the election.
Yeah.
What do you think? 563-999-3597. So what else you got? What else is happening in the world today?
I'm glad you asked that, because I need to ask you something. Who's living in your home? In Alabama.
I love this story. This is great.
It's sad, but it's hilarious.
I was talking about this at dinner. We went down to the little Mexican restaurant place, right, with my in-laws, and we're sitting there, and we start talking about this story. Go ahead. This is great.
It said that Frank Reeves didn't think twice about arming himself, right to bear arms. He got his weapon in hand, his gun, when his wife told him there was an intruder in their home.
Okay, so wait. We got to take this. We got to take this step by step. Honey, baby, there is an intruder in the house. Get the gun, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. I'm with you.
Get the gun. He reaches into the nightstand, gets the gun. Goes into the part of the home and shoots the intruder. The intruder shoots back. There's a couple of gunfire.
Really?
They're both down. Yes. Both of them down. I mean, it's a serious thing. But I am glad that the wife told her husband there's an intruder, because who knows what might have happened if he hadn't taken action.
Exactly. I mean, this could be real serious.
But there's more.
Oh.
Now that the dust has settled,
yeah,
Reeves has a considerable amount to consider after learning the intruder.
Wait. Considerable amount to consider.
Yes.
A considerable amount to consider. And what would that amount be, Bradley?
Well, the intruder, it turns out, was his wife's live-in boyfriend.
Do what?
Live-in boyfriend who had lived there for almost a year unknown to the husband. How does this happen?
How big is this house?
That's what I'm saying.
Is this guy, like, rich? I'd like to look at the house. I mean, here this man is living with his wife, and his wife is living with the boyfriend, and they're all in the same house for over a year. Now, I tell you, I got a house of, you know, 2,800 square feet. You've been here. It's a pretty good size. I would know if another man is living in my house. I mean, I know every child that walks in my house. I know every dog and every pet of the children that walk in my house. I knew my goats by name. I know what goes on my property, right?
Yeah.
But this man does not even know that his wife is having an affair with another man that is not just having an affair in a motel somewhere.
Right.
But in his own home.
He's living there. And this is what I love about this. I mean, we think about this husband. We think, what kind of moron just overlooks this? Here's what. The wife knows the boyfriend is in the home and sends her husband
to go kill him.
Shoot an intruder.
She must have been mad at him.
Yeah, he must have made her mad.
But, you know, so, hey, baby, I'll tell you what. My husband's coming. Get the gun. My Lord. You can't make this stuff up.
No. If I could, I'd be rich.
My goodness. I thought it was bad in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy out there.
Wow. Man. What do you think about that? If that don't get a phone call, nothing will. I feel like I'm raising money, you know. Call us at 563-999-3597 for your donation today. We're going to give you a free T-shirt, a free hat. We're going to, you know, money in the bank. Just give us a call, right? We need you to contribute to this show.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having fun, whether nobody calls in or not. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So we kind of bypassed this just a little bit, okay? But we were talking about Biden earlier, right? And Joe was being interviewed, okay? He was being interviewed in the White House, okay? He was being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. Listen, guys, you ought to watch this show just to hear me mispronounce everybody's name. Is that
That's
name?
Why I watch it.
Yeah, Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos. Hey.
Yeah, there you go. You got
there
it.
We go. George Well, anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. Okay. And now he was a former Clinton White House official. And old George is interviewing Joe for ABC News. And Joe's angrily defending his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And he said Wednesday that the chaos was unavoidable and snapping when he asked about the horrific images of Afghans falling from planes. And this is his response. That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
The buck stops here.
He said, I guarantee I'm going to get that sound bite. He said, even though the images of people falling to their deaths emerged on Monday, but yet it happened 4 or 5 days ago, he said, right? Now, of course, President Biden is defending his handling of Afghan crisis in Wednesday's interviews. He answered questions for the first time in a week as Kabul evacuation continues. But he snapped at the question about the pictures of the Afghans falling to their deaths. Critics reacted with disbelief to the idea that a chaotic evacuation was inevitable. No way to avoid this chaos. Now, this is what Tom Cotton said. He said, the president said that there's no way to avoid this chaos. And Tom Cotton said, that's a bald-faced lie. Of course, Tom Cotton is our senator, right?
Right.
So, you know, it makes me feel proud that when somebody just tells it like it is. So, you know, he really got upset, really got upset about the interview and about the people falling from the plane. And then, of course, here comes Sister Pelosi. And she spins the news of the U.S. military equipment in Taliban hands. Now, we've already talked about this. They're getting $345 million if we don't press the button, right? They've got U.S. military equipment, which now they're going to use against us. And this is her response, okay? She was trying to spin the report of billions of dollars in U.S. military equipment now in the hands of the Taliban, arguing, this is what she said, can you handle this? It's what happens, she says.
Oh.
This is what happens when you withdraw. That's her exact quote with KPIX.
Well, I feel better now.
Yeah. It's just what happens when you withdraw.
She said that in the beginning. The whole world would just have been at peace.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody would have just said, man, what a relief.
Yeah, man.
That's beyond parody.
I can sleep better tonight.
Yeah, that's just what happens whenever you leave a war, unexpectedly. A police action.
It's just what happens when you hide your lover downstairs in the basement. I mean, it's just what happened.
Pelosi doing her best to sell Biden's catastrophic botch, right? But it isn't what happens. It's not supposed to happen. Now, I can understand if they got a few rifles, right? But, Bradley, we're talking about billions of dollars, okay? Billions of dollars. Not millions, but billions of my tax dollar, yeah, billions of your tax dollar that she has basically just, that's what happened. We got to go to break.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with DJ and Brad.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
Well, I thought we'd play something a little bit more uplifting. With all the junk that's going on. What do you do, Bradley?
What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just at a loss with this administration. Sometimes I'm at a loss with, you know, what the liberals and now labeled progressive. By all means, do we not want to mislabel them? Right? Yeah. So the progressives in destroying America. Oh, I didn't say that now. What do you think? 563-999-3597. I am having a good time tonight. You know, I haven't talked about Trump much, but I think it's important to speak about what he said, okay? And Trump was, of course, did you watch the interview that he did with...
I didn't get it.
Okay. Former President Donald Trump Wednesday said plans to give booster vaccinations sounds to him like a money-making operation for vaccine maker Pfizer. Finally, somebody said it. Somebody
what happened?
Said it. He said, he told Fox Business Maria Bartiromo, said, think of the money involved. That's during a phone interview on a program. He said the tens of billions of dollars, if you are a pure businessman, you say, you know what? Let's give them another shot. That's another $10 billion of money coming in. And then he went on to say that this whole thing is crazy. And comments came before top health officials announced a joint statement Wednesday that the United States will start distributing COVID-19 booster shots. Guess when? Did you read about this yet?
No.
Okay, they're going to start giving booster shots next month.
Next month.
With the new data showing vaccine protection dips over time. Well, we already knew that. We knew that the protection dips over time. And in response to the threat posed by the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus, okay, and that's according to the CNBC, that, you know, over time that protection dips. We knew that, though, right?
Right.
Matter of fact, we started to see the evidence of reduced protection against mild and moderate diseases, okay, and the CDC knows this, Fauci knows this. You know, that's somebody we haven't talked about. But, you know, based on our this is what Fauci said. He said, based on our latest assessment, the current protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death could diminish in the months ahead. But did you notice that he never said that we are going to get rid of COVID-19? He said that severe disease, hospitalization, and death could diminish in the month. Could. That's a big word, C-O-U-L-D, could.
Yeah, big word.
Mm-hmm. So I could go down to the bank and take all the money. I could. Doesn't mean I'm going to. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I could do it, right? Spend the rest of my life in jail, in prison. Right? I mean, this is how much it could diminish in the months ahead, especially among those who are higher risk or were vaccinated during the earlier phases of the vaccination rollout. Now, I think about this. You know, I think Trump's a sharp cookie, and when it comes to money, he's made a whole lot more money than a lot of people have.
Yeah.
He's a businessman, okay? And take away that he used to be president. Just take that away if you can. I don't think you can, but you know what I'm saying? He is a businessman and has been most of his adult life. And he's saying that to him, it's a money-making operation for the vaccine maker, Pfizer. Think of the money that would be involved. What do you think? 563-999-3597. We only got a few minutes on the show left. Boy, it's really went by fast, hasn't it?
It sure has.
You know, now we do this Monday through Thursday, right? And so we are going to be in a lot of different places. Matter of fact, I was talking to the people at Roku, and we should be up on Roku by Monday.
Oh, awesome.
So, and of course, we're going to be on Amazon Fire Stick. We are on Facebook, and it's under, just do a search for Talk Right, okay? Or Right Talk, Talk Right,
Right
Talk. Yep, we'll go with Right Talk. I like that better. So you can also catch us on Facebook, of course, there at facebook.com/groups/ Right Talk. Okay. And we're on podcasts. We're going to be next week. We'll be on several podcasts, including Pod Paradise, iPod, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and the list is going to grow from there. You know, there's a very interesting saying that says, don't despise small beginnings, Bradley.
That's right.
And so, you know, we knew going into this that, you know, that it was going to take a little bit of time, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a very people are going to anticipate Monday through Thursdays, you know, especially as we start getting all of our stuff together, right? As we start getting the show lined out, as we as we're able to get the sound. I've still got some sound issues, but it's okay. Okay. We're going to get lined out. But before we go, I just need you to understand what Mr. Zuckerberg says about Facebook. Mark, you know, I call him Mark, a good friend of mine. Mark says that Facebook has removed 18 million posts with COVID misinformation, but he won't say how many people viewed them. Now, when we talk about COVID misinformation, is that according to what Facebook says? Or is that according to what the CDC says? Or the WHO? or the Biden camp. Because the Lord knows that they're not going to keep anything that comes from Trump camp or comes from people who are encouraging you. You make the choice and don't let somebody else make the choice for you like we are. Gayle King's exclusive interview with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Hey, I know that name. On CBS Morning Thursday when Zuckerberg will reveal a major company announcement. You want to watch this. CBS This Morning. Facebook founder and CEO Mr. Zuckerberg says the social media giant has removed 18 million. That's crazy, Bradley.
That's
18 million posts containing misinformation. Who's to say what is misinformation about COVID-19? So now they're drawing the line and they're saying this is misinformation if you don't agree with us. That's what they're saying.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff.
Agree with us or move on.
Yeah, yeah. Agree with us or we're going to take you off Facebook like we did President Trump. It's fat. They might not be watching us tomorrow on Facebook. Mark sees this. We're in a lot of trouble, brother.
It's what happened.
I tell you what, though, I've had a great time. Having a great time tonight. Bradley, we'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. right here on facebook.com/groups/right talk or blogtalkradio.com/right talk if they don't tell us that we're misinforming people about COVID-19. Say goodnight, Brad.
Good night, Brad.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.